God leads us along. No matter how it may seem to us, God is quietly there leading his children along. God leads us along. And while that's true, there is a haunting refrain in the text that Peter just read to you this morning that we must not overlook. God does, in fact, lead us along, but we must be careful only to move at the command of God. The text that he read to you almost becomes redundant. It goes over and over and over it. Five times in only eight short verses, the text says that Israel only moved at the command of God. The Bible is trying to teach us that we need to be careful only to move at the command of God. It is, in fact, dangerous to move in opposition to the command of God. We must only move at the command of God. Now, my professors used to say you had to say something seven times before people... I did it in the first paragraph of this sermon. It ought to be ringing in your head. We only move at the command of God. Now, the text read to you says that on the day when the tabernacle was first set up, on the very first day when the tabernacle was set up, without any delay, when the tabernacle was set up, a cloud came down and covered it. This cloud symbolized the presence of God in the midst of the people of Israel. He was among them. The Bible says that at night, the cloud glowed like there was fire burning in it. So that whether it was dark or whether it was light, the reminder of God's presence in the midst of his people was always visible to his people. Day or night, the cloud was there, covering the tabernacle so that the people knew Emmanuel, God, was with them. Now, God explained to Moses, and Moses then explained to the people that they would use the cloud to determine their movement through the wilderness to the promised land. When the cloud lifted from over the tent, means it rose, when it lifted from over the tent, the nation was to pack up and go. But if the cloud settled down and sat on top of the tent, whether it was for a day, a month, or a year, the people were to stay put. They were only to move when the cloud lifted. The lifting of the cloud would be interpreted as the command of God, and they were only to move at the command of God. When the cloud lifts, it's God's command to go. If the cloud doesn't lift, God is saying stay. You only move at the command of God, because it is dangerous to move in opposition to the will of God. You only move at the command. Now, I'm sorry, I got to do this. You ready? Here it comes. Here, I got to do this. How many times in your life have you moved before the cloud lifted? You know what I'm talking about. Some of you shaking your heads, you know. Okay. You are in a fog. Probably agitated. There is all kinds of uncertainty going on around you. Nothing has been made clear to you. And in that state, you decide that you've got to do something to relieve your agitation. So you make a decision to change this, to change that, to go here, to do that. You decide you're going to quit something. You decide that you're going to stop going somewhere. Sometimes you even get so agitated, you pack up and leave the church, don't you? You make a decision, not because you heard a command from God to go, but simply because it seems best to you to do it that way. The cloud didn't lift. You're still in the fog, but you decide on your own to move anyway. Isn't that how it happens? The scripture says we should never move. We should never change. We should not set out on a new direction except at the Lord's command, because it's dangerous to move in opposition to the will of God. But seriously now, how often have you set out before the cloud lifted? Before God has given you a clear command. Now, there are times when I can actually hear you thinking. Okay, I mean, it's like, it's really right there, I got it, okay? It's not because I'm thinking the same thing, of course, because I wouldn't do that. But I can almost hear you saying, yeah, if we only had a cloud. If there was only a cloud that came down and said stay and lift it when I was supposed to move. It would really be nice if it was filled with fire in the evening so I could tell whether it was up or down at night, too. It'd be really nice. I wouldn't have to lay there in bed and toss and turn. I just look at the cloud and I know what to do. If only God's command was so clear. Are you ready? He has given you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit settles on us in place of the cloud to assure us of Emmanuel. God is right here with us. Anybody feel the Spirit moving in worship today? Yeah, see, the Holy Spirit's right here. And he is speaking to us if we would only learn to listen. But that agitation which goes on inside us gets so loud that we can't even hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Often it's because we're simply determined to do what we want to do, regardless of what God thinks. And you know what else? You have been given the Holy Scripture. Israel needed a cloud because they didn't have a book. They weren't given instructions like we were. Here it is, right here. Okay, the cloud. God tells you what to do. See, the problem is not the lack of counsel of God. It's not the lack of a cloud. The problem in truth is the agitation within us. It gets us going like this. But remember the counsel of God. That which comes, by the way, directly from the book. Those who wait upon the Lord. Not those who are running around looking for all the stuff the world can offer. Not those who are wrapped up in constant agitations. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who wait upon the Lord shall soar up like eagles. They shall run and not go weary, simply because they wait upon the Lord. So folks, when you're in the fog, when the agitation is raising up inside you, when you can't find peace, wait upon the Lord. Only move at his command, for it is dangerous to move against the will of God. Wait upon the Lord.